A huge cleanup effort is underway in some German towns and cities along the River Elbe. The European Union is expected to allocate about $4 billion in emergency aid to Central and Eastern European countries affected by the flooding. Still, the task ahead for many people in the region remains daunting. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Dresden.
Where water once stood some 3 feet high, rows and rows of fire hoses pump thousands of gallons out of the Semper Opera House and into the River Elbe. In the basement of the building, Volker Butzmann, who's the technical director of the Semper Opera House, still can't believe his eyes. In the city where Richard Wagner debuted The Flying Dutchman, opera is serious business. And for the first time since the Second World War, the opening season here will be delayed.
In einer Sache haben wir Glück gehabt. Das ist der ganze obere Bereich in Ordnung.
Clearly straining to put on the best face, Butzmann explains that the opera house was actually spared. The upper floors are okay. The stage and the theater are fine as well. The painted lobby and gilded ceilings remain intact. But the entire electrical, telecommunications, and heating infrastructure is totally destroyed. 7 feet of brown water still fills the theater's cellar. Butzmann says he hopes the theater can reopen by Christmas. Around the corner from the opera house, volunteers and crews are starting to remove the makeshift sandbag dikes near the Zwinger Palace. The building once served as a harem of sorts for the women friends of Saxon Prince August the Strong. It was totally flattened during the Second World War by Allied bombers. Up until a decade ago, parts of the Zwinger Palace were still bombed out shells. Its restoration was finally completed earlier this month, just a week before the flooding started. Sigmar Lundqvist, one of the chief architects involved in the restoration, was on site today to survey the muddy mess. The artwork at the Zwinger Palace was spared, he says, but water damage to the basement could possibly weaken the building's foundation, so water is being pumped out at a painfully slow pace in order to make sure that the change in pressure doesn't cause the basement to collapse. Most of the shops in Dresden city center remain closed today. A strange mixture of despair and whimsy can be felt on the streets here. Musicians, sausage sellers, and street performers are doing their best to provide some sense of normality for the horrified residents who've come to see the extent of the damage. Dresden suffered the worst damage from the floods along the River Elbe. The price tag in Germany alone could exceed $5 billion. Today, the German government decided to freeze all new spending for the rest of the year in order to help pay for the damage. In the midst of an election campaign here, one newspaper has heralded the floods as a divine gift to Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder. He's been suffering badly in the polls lately, and until recently, few people believed he could pull off a victory. The floods, though, have given the Chancellor an opportunity to shine as a statesman. He's been appealing to all Germans to unite and contribute to the relief effort.
Und für uns alle muss klar sein,
it should be absolutely clear for all of us, Schroeder said over the weekend. We need solidarity, and we will help everyone affected. Guy Raz, NPR News, Dresden.